And track 7 with further news. Organic Farms Pumpkin Project. A family-run organic farm in Dawlish is branching out with its own pumpkin patch. Smallercombe Farm is opening the new area dedicated to growing pumpkins using organic seeds. For 20 years, the farm next to the Smuggler's Inn, run by Alison Thompson, her son Ross and partner Ginny, have been certified organic, raising sheep and cattle. One of the first farms in the area to become organic, it has been certified by the Soil Association since 2003. The area is weeded by hand and the pumpkins are pollinated by bees from the hive situated on the patch. A seed recycling system is also planned, so anyone harvesting their pumpkins is invited to leave the messy inner pulp so the seeds can be replanted for next year. The new venture is in addition to the farm's established range of organic food. From October, the public will be able to pick their own pumpkins at the farm.
Development manager eyes retirement. It's the end of an era as Newton Abbott's town development manager eyes up retirement. Sally Henley said, "I started in the role nearly 16 years ago, and those years have simply flown by. I saw huge potential in Newton Abbott, and I'm so proud of what has been achieved since then. I'm not the only one who's seen the potential in our town, and my quarterly shop vacancy counts over the years have always revealed lower vacancies than anywhere else in the region. And this is also something to be celebrated." While at the helm as town development manager, Sally saw many of the changes to Newton Abbott firsthand. "I think of the time when Teignbridge District Council withdrew its support," she said, "and its funding for our award-winning CCTV system and town security. The negative impact of this decision was averted by the town council, working with local businesses to create a security trust." Back when Sally began in 2008, there were several derelict sites blighting Newton Abbott. "It's been great to work with the Town Council on the delivery of a much improved Victoria Gardens and the creation of the Pocket Park, Golden Lion Square, in Bank Street. Newton's Place and the new museum and Town Council offices on the transformed site of a disused church has been a massive hit with visitors and residents." Elsewhere, Sally spent a great deal of time working with Newton Abbott Town Council on its annual events programme. "I've loved coming up with ideas to improve existing events and introducing new ones, such as the twice-yearly classic car shows, the dog-friendly carol service, and our mascot, Newton. I've enjoyed, too, working with the schools to bring some of the wonderful young talent to the town centre. It's been wonderful to have more power to my elbow with the introduction of the Town Council Facilities team. I shall miss being part of the Town Council team very much. The business community has always had a voice when town councils have deliberated on policy, strategy and all matters relating to the town. I can think of no greater source of satisfaction than to retire from the role which I've loved, in the sure knowledge that the project which has remained top of my list of priorities is about to come to fruition. The project in question is a 38-apartment complex at the derelict Walborough Street site, once the home of Seymour Horwell many years ago. It'll be the final piece of the Newton Abbott Town Centre jigsaw," she added. "And we shall be sorry to see Sally go. I know her personally, and we interviewed her in her job some years ago now, long before COVID. She's a lovely person, and Newton Abbott will miss her."
Cat rescued. Firefighters from Newton Abbott rescued a cat from a river. In the early hours of a Friday morning, Newton Abbott Fire Station received reports of an animal in need of rescue. Coconut the cat was stuck in the River Lemon. Firefighters Dom Lever and Sam Hunt got rigged into water rescue flood suits and committed into the river. Dom and Sam soon caught Coconut, reuniting the cat with its two concerned owners. The crew were lucky enough to also get away without a single scratch mark from this ordeal, a spokesman from Newton Abbott Fire Station said.
Awards attract over 120 nominations. More than 120 nominations have been submitted for the first Stars of Teignbridge Volunteering Awards. Organised by Teignbridge Community and Voluntary Services, the 14 awards celebrate the volunteers and community organisations in Teignbridge. A panel will now shortlist the 82 volunteers and 42 organisations nominated. Volunteers have a huge impact on our community. They coach sports teams, drive people to essential medical appointments, ensure people have the food they need, and keep our towns and villages looking welcoming by taking on gardening and arts projects, said Chloe Myers, who leads on volunteer development for Teignbridge. The winners will be revealed at a ceremony at Teignmouth Pavilions on Friday, 15th of November, for which tickets will cost £10.